broadcasting from our subterranean studios in beautiful Paradise Valley, Pennsylvania. It's Business and Brain Tumor Talk, a unique show with topics to educate, inspire, and implement. Without further ado, here's your host, Rick Franzo.
Welcome to Business and Brain Tumor Talk, a pretty unique show where we have episodes not only dealing with business, but also with brain tumors and all of the things that go with that disease. Today, we're going to be doing the business part of our podcast. And with us today are Brian and Chantel Davis. I can't even imagine naming all of the businesses, but I've got a list here. So I'm just going to welcome you to the show for now.
Thank you so much for having us, Rick.
These folks here are the epitome and the definition of entrepreneurs. They own Full Circle Removal and Demolition, Sip and Play Tours, Willie Mae's Place, a food truck that is associated with Willie Mae's Place, SGA Media, Full Circle Holdings and Flips, Heritage Seasonings, Pocono Saunas. What did I miss?
I think you did a pretty good job. You hit most of them.
Did I not hit all of them?
So a couple other ones. We just have like the one overseas that we're doing for the Real St. Vincent that we're still in process of doing that one. And I think that was pretty much it. I think you're pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you. Welcome to the show. You are, you've been described to me as a power couple in our area here in the Poconos and Pennsylvania. There is nothing that doesn't say that that isn't so true. So my first question is, what really drove both of you to enter the world of entrepreneurship?
For me, I mean, my parents always had, my family's always, I've been in business since I was a kid. Like even when I was a kid, I was a kid that sold like blow pops and at school, I get in trouble, but I'm buying them at the Sam's Club and I'm going, bringing them. Hey, mom, dad, bring me, give me some blow pops. I need to sell them at school. And then next, kind of like you, I did the DJ business. That was my next business that I did in high school. And then after that, I always like business because it's always, my dad told me one day there's no ceiling with business. You can grow it as much as you want or you can keep it as little as you want. It's up to you what you do and everything's kind of on you. So
that's, yeah.
I like business. So.
What about you?
So I actually did join the workforce. I went to college and grad school, and I ended up working full time. But, you know, similar to Brian, where, you know, when you're working with other people, there's always going to be some cap. But for me, it was really time, and time was something that you never really get back. And I wanted to be the beholder of my own time and not miss out on family outings and gatherings and, you know, missing those type of opportunities that you don't get back. And sometimes when you're working for other people, you do miss out on those opportunities. And so I decided to branch out on my own because I wanted to work from home. I wanted to still help people in my own capacity, but I just wanted to be in more control of my time so that I would be able to spend it with the ones that I love. So that was my reasoning.
That's fantastic. I think that sums it up for both of you. I think that's the end of our show. Listen, I hope the best part of this show is going to be the strategy that my guests have employed to get from point A to point B. So the first question I have along that lines is, what drove you to the different industries that you created businesses for? So the media and the demolition and Willie Mae's Place. I got to give a shout out to the Dirty Tots topped with brisket. I love that. And so
you got to put Rick's name.
Rick Stotts. Are you going to put it on the menu like that?
We got you covered.
They are just phenomenal. So why demolition? Why marketing? Why saunas? Why a restaurant?
So you want to go with me?
You first.
Really, for me, the question is why not? So it's really not a why, it's a why not. So they say you only use like 10% of your brain, and we only use a certain. I'm like, let's max it. Let's see what we can do here with this one little bit of time we have on this planet. So that's my question is why not? So I like to do new things. I started Full Circle in 2008, and we were a junk removal business. So we used to just do junk removal. And there was a guy, a gentleman named Joe Murphy. He owns Phoenix Restoration. He's still around. He does like mold removal and stuff. He was asking us to demo a house for him. He's asked us for like 2 weeks, and I was saying, no, we just do junk removal. Finally, we ended up doing that house for him. And we learned a lot of lessons, which is a way that I like to learn. I like to just hop in there. I think the quicker that you hop into something, the faster you learn. Even if we made a lot of mistakes on that house, but we got the house done, but we moved so quickly that even with the mistakes, we still got it done in time. We still made a little bit of money on it. After that house, we ended up doing another house for him. And then we ended up doing like the Stroud Mall movie theater, which we probably shouldn't have been doing right then. And we ended up doing Able off GMC across the street. And after that, the demolition side kind of took off for Full Circle Removal. That's one thing. That's a strategy that we use, that I use at least, and that we use together. We hop into it because a lot of times people will wait 10 years before they even start a business when they could have been already into it and already had it built up in that same 10 years if they would have just took the first step. So just starting is the...
Right?
Just starting, easy.
Yeah. And that's one of the things. And what do you think holds people back from starting? Why do they have that kind of analysis paralysis that we see?
Lack of confidence, for sure.
Lack of confidence, for sure. What else? That's definitely one of the things.
Yes, right. Well, lack of confidence is a big one. And I think that's built from not doing things. So like, you get the confidence. I'm overly confident. I think everything's going to work. I'm never always positive. I know it will work. Anything will work if you work. So it's like, so you get that confidence from actually trying things. So if you never try anything, you never have a chance to build that confidence. So after you try things, you figure out, oh, okay, well, I made a mistake here, but then you realize you can fix the mistake in 5 minutes and then you're back on the ball. You're back rolling again. So I think confidence is built by trying things. So that's one thing there. We have a big faith. I have a big faith. So I believe if you have faith in I call it the big man. If you have faith in the big man, you'll have no fear. So like if whatever way the street, it's not the end result, it's the journey, and whatever way the journey is supposed to take you, it's going to take you. So no matter what happens, I know that it's for a good reason. So if a door shuts over here, it's because a better door is opening on this side. So I'm never really worried about that. It's just the main thing is just starting. You go, you see where it flows, and you get to somewhere.
Yeah, and that was interesting.
But I would also add, you know, sharpening your skills, right? So, I mean, I started my business because that's what I went to school for. That's what I trained. That's what I learned how to do. And so instead of using those skills for someone else's business, I use those skills to enhance and grow my business with those same skills. And it's just always constant education and constantly bettering yourself and sharpening your own skills. And, you know, to that end, I would also say that, you know, there's really no excuse not to pursue things that interest you, right? I mean, we are big fans of YouTubeversity, right? So if there's something that, you know, there's something that a client or someone needs you to do, as long as you have that willingness to do it, there's always going to be the opportunity to learn how to do it. So I would say also, you know, sharpening your skills, in addition to everything that Brian said.
Yeah. I really don't think there's anything that somebody can't do. It's just if they want to do it or not. Mm-hmm. They're willing to pay you to do it because they don't want to do it. It's not that in 2024, you can do anything you want. You can build a house from the ground up if you really wanted to do it, but yeah. You just do your time. You're like, I'd rather pay somebody to do that one. So
we almost built a pool just
that. we're about to build a pool in St. Vincent because everybody down there builds their own pool. So we're like, we'll build it ourselves.
Why not?
Why not? Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. There's no analysis paralysis here, but there. You know, not taking risks is risky. So they're making calculated risks for our listeners. These are not risks that they just jump in and they don't know what they're getting into. Brian and Chantel educate themselves as to the who, where, what, when, how, and why for everything that they do. So they take calculated risks. They're not afraid to put in the work, but they're also not in their own head and not in their own way. So they don't have a fear of failure. Right. And that's really what the message is they're not afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. They know that calm seas do not make good sailors. So I could do this all day. Somebody's just got to stop me. But this is what, you know, I admire about Brian and Chantel, and so many people in our community admire, is they build things, it seems like, from the ground up, but actually there's a basis to substantiate everything that they're doing. And I'm going to segue to Willie Mays Place, an incredible restaurant, but it's more than a restaurant, right? It has some real family connotations. And Chantel, do you want to talk about that for a moment?
Sure. So Willie Mays Place was originally not even going to be a restaurant. It was going to be a catering house, as well as the opportunity for us to expand on heritage seasonings. We wanted it to be established as family, right? So when you're doing, when you're renting a space, you're renting it because you're celebrating something with family and friends. And so we wanted to make sure that it was warm and, having, delicious food, food that, our grandparents would be proud of, and, really having that essence in the restaurant. Our motto is, food, family, fun. And our slogan is, Willie Mays Place, where we treat you like family. But then I also say, but don't get crazy, because we treat you like family, right?
It's just true.
So we do, we try to make sure that all of our customers feel like family. And really, expanding it to being really a full-time restaurant came about because of the community support. So we were doing it just a little bit, putting our, dipping our toes into it. And we had such a great, such great support from the community, not to mention the fact that when we do expand and whenever we create these businesses, we're not trying to create jobs for ourselves. We're trying to create businesses that are lasting. And that means hiring people. And so in hiring people, we need to make sure that we have enough work for them to do, because they have families to feed and, they have other responsibilities. So it wasn't quite fair for us to just be open once a week and, having staff available just for a little bit. So I would say that we really did expand upon it, not for us really, but for the staff that we employed and continue to employ, as well as our community around us.
Yep. The good key is making sure everybody has a nice Christmas. Any business, you want to make sure to have a nice Christmas. I remember at Full Circle, we started doing well and we were able to give the guys turkeys. That was probably had to be 13 years ago or something. But I remember that was the most amazing thing of it. I was just like, wow, this is amazing that we can give the guys turkeys for Christmas. For Thanksgiving. But I always put that now. I'm always just like, we're making sure everybody can have a nice Christmas. If you worry about that, then you'll always be taking care of yourself. As long as you make sure your people can have a nice Christmas, then you'll be taking care of yourself.
That's such an important message, and I hope our viewers are taking notes, because this is fantastic, not only strategy, but it really shows the culture and the character and integrity of the businesses that you've built. Truly are part of the fabric of the community, and provide and create opportunities and jobs and revenue and benefits and everything for all the people that are associated with you, which is wonderful. The one place I'd like to segue with all that being said is, let's talk about the philanthropy that you guys do. So Angels and Dragonflies and Kindness Goes Full Circle. Who wants to start on that?
I'm on the board for Angels and Dragonflies Children's Charity. They are a local nonprofit, and I kind of just do whatever I can do. So right, I use my skills to help that organization to raise funds in order to help children that are in foster care, or really any child that has a need. It was started because Sherry was taking care of her grandchildren due to her children unfortunate drug use in the family, and so that is really was her basis. That was something that was really, really important to her, and it's just a wonderful organization, and she is such a great powerhouse and does anything that she can do. So it's really difficult for me not to want to also jump on that bandwagon and help however I can. I've known her for years. We actually met her before she even started the nonprofit. And I remember her reaching out to me. She goes, "Do you know anything about starting a nonprofit?" And I think I said, "I don't know." I said, "But I can send you my accountant that can help you with set it up." And I definitely recommend, and I wasn't even joking, but How to Start a Nonprofit for Dummies, the book, because it was going to be a really great guideline to help her. And so kind of the rest is history. I started helping her with her fundraising and events because that was one of the skills that I had. And originally that was a service that I had for SJ Media Consulting, which was helping fundraising. And, eventually I didn't want to accept any money for it. So I just started doing it as a volunteer basis and helping her whenever. And when she asked me if I wanted to be a board member, it was a no-brainer because I was already doing the work. So, why not? And now with SJ Media and with Willie Mae's Place, we can really help even more. And it's just a really great organization and happy to, spend the time and money to help.
Yep. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you for that, Chantel. Brian, do you want to talk for a moment about Kindness Goes Full Circle and how that was formed and how many people that it's helped so far since its inception?
Thanks, Rick. So Kindness Goes Full Circle was formed about 3 years ago. And every year we feed between 200 to 300 families for Thanksgiving. We formed that. I believe Rick, you helped us with that. So Rick is our business coach. So he helped us with that. We were looking for stuff to help the community with. And I appreciate your support every year with that, Rick, also. We had a contact with ShopRite. I think Rick was actually coaching ShopRite at that time. So we ended up getting pallets of food and donating it to a church Christian Life Assembly in Stroudsburg. And it really took off. It was a great way to help the community. And then every year we look forward to doing that right before Thanksgiving. We hope to do more with that now. There's a bunch of business leaders in the community that help out that donate to help us get that food for the people on that day. And it's just something that we wanted to do. It's like, why do all this stuff if you can't give back or do anything for the community? It's something that what you should do. It's not something you should really even get praised for. It's just what you should do anyway. So it's great. So we look forward to feeding more families every year, and it's an awesome thing that we can do. We're looking to do more like that at the restaurant also, because when we first originally opened that, we wanted to do almost like a soup kitchen at some days, but it's kind of tough with our geographic area that we're at right now. If we're more like in a metropolitan area, it'd be a little bit easier, but so we're trying to figure out something with that also. So if anybody has any ideas they want to throw past us with the restaurant, we'd love to help out that way too. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. But we're also doing a really great Thanksgiving dinner opportunity for PATHS. So they reached out to us to see if we could do something for Thanksgiving meals for their people that are in the homeless shelters. And in speaking with the director, I said, okay, well, is it something that you would be able to pick up, or do they need, to drop off? And she said, well, if we, we can come in and pick up the food, or we can, if you can drop it off. And I said, well, what about, any type of restaurant experience for them? And they go, well, we don't have any transportation to be able to bring them to the restaurant. And so I said, well, do you know that we have a bus company too? And so, so this year, for the day before Thanksgiving, we're going to be transporting people from the PATHS house to the restaurant so they can have a nice dinner on Wednesday, feel, normal, go out to eat, and really enjoy, the space, and then, have them take their Thanksgiving meals, for Thursday, back to where they're staying. So, having the restaurant really enables us to give back even more. So, we're blessed to be able to do that, and, happy to find other opportunities where we can give back.
That is just fantastic. I knew nothing about this, but definitely count me in. I'm there for the day on Wednesday to help out with whatever. I'll clear my schedule and I'm there to help you. So, we talked about fun, food, philanthropy. I want everybody to notice Chantel said, we have a bus company. Well, of course you do. I Well, like that's a surprise. You know, we have a bus company. There is one business that was missing, which is Smoking Pigs and Boils, which is a barbecue business that you have.
Yep. So that's how we started before we even had the restaurant. So we were doing mobile catering. We were doing pig roasts and seafood boils. So with that, we also have made our own seasonings to do that. And so that business, we used to go to all the wineries and we'd do like pig roasts and seafood boils. So now we have heritage seasoning that we built from that, where now we have a seasoning available that you can buy. It's our seafood and our dry rub that we have.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you don't, I mean, we're talking saunas now. We have, you know, wine tours where we're providing transportation for homeless people to have meals. I don't know. I'm at a loss. What's the next step?
You got any ideas?
I've got a lot. I'll talk to you, Brian Chantel.
I still got a lot of free time. I got a lot of free time between.
You've got a lot. So
12 and 3 a.m. Between 12 and 3, I can still do something.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that we fill that time. So with all of the things that you do, how do you carve out time for yourselves? That's a good point. How do you make time for you?
How do you do it?
Yeah. How do you do it, Mr. Davis?
For me, I like to do stuff early. So I try to start at like 4:30 in the morning is a good time for me. Everybody says you got to have the me time. I get so much me time. That I get more me time than most people because between 4:30 and 7, I get to go to the gym. I listen to my YouTube videos and I do. That's my time to like when people say they meditate and stuff. I go on the treadmill. I listen to my YouTube. I know it doesn't look like it, but I do my little gym workouts.
Kidding me, you're amazing.
Yeah. And now I do a little bit of sauna because we're for sauna business now. So we got one in our backyard now. A little bit of sauna. So that's our me time. And then we also always have good people in place. So we have great people in place. So I don't know, it was like 12 years ago, I got a gentleman named Tika Tawari. I thought I was like a hot shot with the full circle. And he's like, dude, you don't have a business unless you can go away for 2 weeks and the business still running stuff. You just have a glorified job. If you can't leave your business for 2 weeks, you have a glorified. So ever since then, we try to build everything like a company, make sure that we're paying people for their position. And then we're not micromanaging them and just saying, hey, this is your job. We're paying you to do it and making sure they can handle it. We give them that freedom to do that, which gives us the freedom to be able to go away. With the restaurant, it took a little while to get that one going, but now it's going. We got Chef Sean in there and we have a full staff, great team that all loves working together. So we still have time. We can take away. If we want to go away. But the thing that... for me, it's if you want to go away. I tell people, build a life you don't want a vacation from. So if you should be doing something that you don't even want. I go on vacation and I'm like, oh man, I'm losing progress in my work. I know it's not normal. Usually people want to go on vacation, but I'm like, I don't even want to go on vacation. Vacation is what I'm doing now. Every day I wake up, Monday mornings is a great day. I'm like, oh no, it's Saturday. It's not too much to do now. I'm waiting for Monday to come. So build a life that you don't want a vacation from, and then you don't have to worry about that too much.
That's an incredible message for our listeners. And so, you know, this ain't no dress rehearsal. And so we have to do it right. We get one chance. That's it.
Yeah. Right?
So you do take time for yourselves, which I appreciate. And I know that, you know, we need that time to reset, even though you built a life that you don't need to take a vacation from. A change of scenery is always good from time to time. And the bigger message here, or just as equally important, is they don't micromanage their staff. So when Brian and Chantel are running their businesses, they give their staff ownership of the business to go and they're allowed to make mistakes, right? They're allowed to go and learn from their mistakes. So that's the culture that they've built. And when new people come in, they get that. It's just the way we do things here. So more times than not, they'll have some really good retention because of the people that they bring on that are just really vibing with the people that are there already. They're there for different reasons, but it's also They're there for the community. And I think that, you know, the character and integrity that Brian and Chantel have and just the love of the community speaks volumes. And it really, you know, translates and carries over not only to the people that are working with them in their business, but to the community as a whole. And I admire both of you so much and appreciate you being here. Do you have any parting words for our audience that may be strategy wise of how they can, maybe they're kind of in a ditch and they don't know how to get out and they're not too sure how to get started. What would you say to them? What would be, and you know, I know it's going to be beyond inspirational stuff. What's some real strategy and real, you know, words that you can give them?
I would say, I think at the end of the day, sometimes figure out how much money you want to make. So I'm a little bit more practical. So I think of how much money you want to make. And also when it comes to acquiring a great team around you, not being afraid to take that leap, right? So it did take me a bit, you know, I hired an assistant with, you know, for SG Media and she does a great job, you know, with helping me so that I have a little bit more time to put into, you know, the other businesses. But I think that a lot of people get, you know, scared to expand and they get scared to hire, because they're worried, I don't know if the jobs are going to dry up or whatever, but you know, that's your job as the owner is to figure out how you can continue to get more jobs. And so by, you know, kind of being willing to make less, and to being willing to employ more, it's just going to be better overall, you know, and because, you know, I think the both of us, I mean, we could make way more money, right? If we, especially, you know, with the restaurant or any of these businesses, you know, without paying people, you know, we could be great, but then we wouldn't have time, right? We wouldn't have probably the best quality of life. And then also, you know, we wouldn't be able to try to create this environment for our team and for our staff, where, you know, we do the best that we can, you know, we try to treat them like family and give them the opportunities, you know, that, you know, we see, that could be available to them. So, you know, I would just say kind of doing your best to get rid of that fear of not having enough work and biting that bullet, because it's just going to help you and motivate you to do better and make more and contribute more to your community.
Makes sense. Absolutely. Thank you, Chantel. Brian,
I would just say this, to take the focus off yourself. You shouldn't really be thinking about yourself. So anything with your business, if you want it to really flourish, like I said, to make sure your people are having a nice Christmas. If you worry about other people, you'll always be taken care of. So I'm not really a big money guy. Like, I don't really care about the money. The money, I know the money's going to come no matter what, but I'm not really going for like a money goal. My goal is to make sure that everybody's taken care of. We are really strict on our people, but our people know we'll give them a shirt off our back. So I'm very, very strict on the people, like what we expect everything done, blah, blah, blah. We are going to give you that freedom. But they know that, like, we're looking out for their best interest. Mm-hmm. I tell people, like, I don't want them sitting in the same position, even if it's making me more money. I was like, if you're not growing in the company, then I almost don't even want you working for me if you're not growing in the company. I want you to do better, because the main thing I worry about is you're taking care of your family. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it's like a sacrifice for you to work for me. You're to work for our company, that you're giving me almost like your life, your professional years, your working years. So if you're not excelling, then I'm more mad at you than if you stay in one position, you make me more money, because I want you to make more money. I'm not going to give you the more money unless you do it yourself and you grow and you learn and get to the next position. But, and then another thing I would say is just think about your grandparents, think about your hair, think about your family. If you think it's hard today, how hard was it for your grandparents? How much did they have to sacrifice for you guys to get here? So like, don't waste your time. You get this one little chance. It's a short ride. It's your time with the baton. It's your time to move your family's legacy, your name on, and you're trying to set up your next generation with the most success you can. Just, that's it. So your whole job here is to set up the next generation for the biggest success that they can, so then they can do it for the next generation. So just stop thinking about yourself would be the main thing that I would say for people to do.
Don't squander your abilities.
That is, don't squander your ability. So put other people first, and you know, all good things are going to come to you anyway, right? So, you know, you you absolutely just uplift people. This was amazing. I appreciate both of you being here and speaking to our listeners and giving them some real solid strategies and real-time stories and not just fluff. This was great. And Brian, we just do it, right? And
that's just do it. Super duper.
This is such a pleasure. Brian and Chantel, the epitome of entrepreneurship. I thank you for being here. If people want to contact you, how can they do that?
Thanks, Rick. How can you do it?
For which business, right? You
can catch up. I was waiting for that. I set them up. What is the best way that they could get in contact with you? All your links are going to be up at the end of this show, but they can go on to your social media.
Yeah,
social media. I'm a phone guy, Rick, so I know. Am I allowed to put the number out there? I don't really.
You can, absolutely.
I'm a cell phone guy just because I'm so busy that I'm like, I like to just be right direct. You call me, I'll give you an answer right away. So you can call me on my cell anytime. 610-550-6270. Always available there at that phone number. But yeah, you can always find us on our social media links also. Mm-hmm.
And mine's 917-612-9877. But also, you know, we're on Facebook, the most active on that one. So friend us on Facebook and we're, you know, happy to chat and make some connections.
Excellent. Again, thank you both so much for being here. And on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, have an apron for me because I'm there.
Thank you so much, Rick. I already knew you would.
Thank you. Take care. This is some Brain Tumor Talk. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Rick Franzo.
Thank you. Bye.